All right, so get ready to really dive into something here. A digital mystery, one you never knew existed.
Oh, okay.
It's the wild world of online ownership, you know.
Okay.
We're talking about all those times you hit that button, you know, buy now on a game or an album
Right.
or even like a super specific ebook and you're thinking it's mine, all mine.
Yeah.
But is it really?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? We're going to unpack
I
this.
like it.
A new law, California's AB 2426. It's really shaking up how we think about owning stuff online.
Okay, so new law, California. Are we talking avocado toast ownership rights now? Just kidding, but seriously, this is important,
It's
right?
more important than you might think.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't just about California. This is like a microcosm of how tech has just like zoomed ahead of our lives and like what we're expecting, you know.
Right.
So today we're diving deep into contract law, consumer
Yeah,
rights,
okay.
and maybe even pondering like, what does ownership even mean in this digital age?
Okay, I'm intrigued, but let's back up a bit.
Sure.
What exactly is this law all about?
Okay, imagine this.
Okay.
You buy the latest ebook, like on your favorite reading app, okay?
Okay.
You're so excited to dive in, right?
Right.
A few months later, the platform is just like, nah, we're taking that book away.
What?
Gone. Even though you paid for it, right?
Yeah.
Turns out a lot of companies have shifted from selling to licensing their products.
So instead of owning it outright, it's more like we're renting
Exactly, yeah.
it.
Think of it like buying a physical book versus getting one on your e-reader. You own that paperback, you can lend it, you can sell it, you could even use it to like build a fort. No
No
judgment.
judgment, yeah.
But that ebook, that's more like you're borrowing it from like a digital library.
Okay, and this is where AB 2426 comes in to clear up the confusion.
Precisely. So this new law, it just passed this month, September 2024.
Okay.
It forces companies to be upfront about whether you're actually buying or renting your digital stuff.
Oh, wow.
No more hiding behind vague terms or burying it in the fine print.
So it's like truth in advertising, but for the online world.
Exactly.
Got it.
This law is all about transparency for consumers.
Right.
No more of these buy now buttons that really mean license to use temporarily.
Yeah, sneaky.
Yeah, they have to be clear about what you're actually getting.
That actually makes a lot of sense. But how does it work in practice? Do I need to like brush up on my legalese every time I want to download a song?
Not quite.
Yeah.
So this law, it gets into the nitty-gritty of what companies have to do.
Okay.
If they are going with the licensing route, they need your explicit consent.
Oh, okay.
No more burying it in those user agreements that nobody reads, right? They
Right.
have to be upfront about it.
Okay, so no more like legal loopholes hiding in the small print.
Right.
That's a win for us, right? But this whole licensing versus owning thing,
Yeah.
why should I even care? Like, does it really affect me?
More than you might realize.
Okay.
Remember that ebook that disappeared from your digital library?
Yeah.
Imagine that happening with, say, like a crucial work software that you're using every day.
Oh, right.
Or even worse,
Okay.
imagine you're all set for your workout, right? You've got your music streaming,
Right.
and suddenly you can't access that meticulously curated playlist.
Oh man, don't even joke about that playlist. I practically lived off that thing during the lockdown.
Right?
But seriously,
Yeah.
that's a good point. We're talking about like losing access to stuff we rely on, stuff we thought we owned.
Exactly. And it gets even trickier.
How
Let's
so?
say a gaming company, they go bankrupt, right?
Okay.
Now, if you bought a game under this licensing agreement, you could actually lose access to it, even
What?
though you spent a good chunk of change on it.
Wow, I never even thought about it that way. It's like
Yeah.
the rug being pulled out from under you.
Yeah.
You think you own something, and then poof.
Exactly.
It just makes you think twice about those impulse purchases.
Exactly. It all boils down to this. When you buy something digitally, are you really getting what you pay for if there's no guarantee of ownership?
That's a good point.
Yeah, and this new California law is basically saying, hold on, consumers should know what they are paying for.
Oh, got
It's
it.
about giving you, the consumer,
Yeah.
more control in a world where digital lines are getting really blurry.
So California's like leading the charge here. Does this have implications beyond California? Are we looking at a ripple effect across the nation?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
California often sets the pace, you know, for national trends.
Right.
Like, remember GDPR?
Refresh my memory.
That was a European law. It was all about data privacy.
Okay.
And it had huge ripple effects across the internet. Like, companies all over the world had to reevaluate how they were handling data.
Right, okay.
Yeah. This California law, it could have a similar impact.
Okay.
It could get other states thinking about these digital ownership rights.
Interesting.
We might be seeing the beginning of a nationwide conversation about how we own things in the digital age.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It can't all be doom and gloom for the companies, though, right?
Right.
There must be some advantages to this whole licensing model. I mean, why else would they do it?
Yeah, you're right. There's two sides to every coin.
Right.
Companies argue that licensing, it lets them offer more flexibility, more affordable access to digital content.
Yeah.
Think of music streaming.
Okay.
They can offer you this huge library of songs, right?
Right.
For way cheaper than if you had to buy each album individually.
That's true.
Yeah.
And what about those software updates? Are those connected to licensing too?
Absolutely. Licensing makes it easier for companies to do constant updates.
Right.
You know, bug fixes, even new content, which could be a good thing for us.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about finding that balance then.
Exactly.
Between innovation and consumer rights.
Yeah.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Where do we draw that line?
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the one hand, I love how easy it is to get digital content.
Yeah.
Like, so affordable, so convenient. But then knowing that what I buy might not really be mine?
Right.
It's a little unsettling.
Yeah, it's a valid concern.
Yeah.
That's exactly why this whole thing in California is sparking so much debate, right?
Yeah.
It's making us think about ownership in the digital age.
Right.
Where those lines between buying, renting, just having access, it's all getting blurry.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's a super important conversation.
Yeah.
And one that's going to keep going.
It really is. It's a head scratcher for sure. Yeah. I mean, we're all so used to, like you said, that instant gratification. Click buy, download it. Yeah. It's like, boom, you got it.
Exactly.
But now I'm kind of thinking twice about what that actually means.
Yeah. And that's good. That's what this is all about.
Right.
This awareness, you know.
Yeah.
It's not about saying, oh, companies are evil or like,
right,
we need to like get rid of all this digital stuff.
Right.
It's really about understanding what we're getting into.
Right.
And making informed decisions as consumers.
So it's more about taking a step back and asking ourselves, do I really need to own this?
Yeah.
Or am I okay with like just having access to it for now?
Precisely. And when we're talking about ownership in this digital age,
right,
it's not just about games or music or books even.
Right.
This is the software that runs our businesses.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Our medical records.
Okay.
Like, it's everything, right?
Yeah, that's
true. We need to recognize how important this digital stuff is.
Right.
And then be like, hey, these are our rights as consumers.
Okay, so that's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
For our listeners out there who are like, whoa, my brain is like fried.
Right.
What's the key takeaway? What do we want them to remember from this whole deep dive?
I think it's simple. Be informed.
Okay.
Next time you see that buy now button.
Yeah.
Take a second. Read the fine print.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you know,
yeah,
super boring, lots of legal jargon, whatever. Look for words like license, permission to use, subscription.
Okay.
These are all little red flags that maybe you're not really owning this thing.
Oh, okay. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
And like, don't be afraid to do a little research.
Right.
See if your state is, you know, thinking about what California is doing.
Exactly. But knowledge is power. Absolutely. And it all comes back to like this big question, right?
Right.
In the digital world, if data is the new oil, does that make us the product?
Whoa. That's deep.
It's something to think about, right?
Yeah.
As we figure out all this digital ownership stuff,
yeah,
we got to understand what our rights are.
Definitely.
And make good choices about all this digital stuff we use.
Wow. What an image to end on. Food for thought, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed.
Absolutely.
And maybe go check those user agreements. You never know what you'll find.
You might be surprised.
Exactly. All right, take care, everybody.